angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply echo back their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. You know, today we celebrate Christmas, the first coming of Christ. Isaiah, well, he wrote about it. He never got to witness it. We can look back and look at the facts surrounding the first coming of Christ. It's recorded in history. But Isaiah wrote, "Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" Now, you may read that in Isaiah 53 and may not know what he's talking about, but read the whole chapter. Because when you get to verse number 8, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with him and with his stripes, we are healed. See, you back up Isaiah 52, verse number 3. Isaiah speaking to the children of Israel. What's going on? Well, they're not living for God. They have rejected God. They rejected God's principles. They rejected God's law. And so he says to them, "Ye have sold yourselves for naught." You know, you're not going to get anything out of this but trouble. That's what he was saying. Well, the Bible says when you reject God and his word and his principles and his commandments, you give your honor away and you give your years to the cruel. That's true. You sow to the flesh, you reap what? Corruption. And so the next part of that verse, "And ye shall be redeemed without money." And so our redemption, you don't work for it. You can't pay for it. What's he saying? Well, if I was to go back and look at Isaiah 40, and I could go back further, but I'll stop with that. What was said, there's one that's going to come. He will redeem sinners. He'll pay the price for their sins. Won't cost you, it's going to cost him. For our salvation does not depend upon us. It depends upon Jesus. He came to save his people from their sins. As a Lamb of God, he went to the cross, shed his precious blood. He's a lamb without blemish and without spot. And so, in Isaiah, Isaiah speaks concerning the one that would come to be the forerunner to Christ, John the Baptist, preparing the way for the Lord. And then he says, "The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. That was Isaiah's prophecy. You celebrate Christmas today, you look and you say, hey, this is what the scripture says. The Lord will bear his holy arm. When he speaks about that arm, the power of God revealed in his salvation. But the next chapter, we just read the last verse there of, well, Isaiah 52, verse number 10. We jump to the first verse of the next chapter. And what's Isaiah say? Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And so today, yes, we celebrate Christmas. But how many people believe this? And how many people is the arm of the Lord revealed? How many people can you see the power of God on their life, in their family, in their marriage? Well, understand, there are a lot of people today, they don't believe in God. You say, why is that? Because bad things happened. Sometimes terrible events take place in their life, and they say, well, why didn't God stop this? If there was really a God, he should have stopped this. But understand, you cannot charge God with bad things. Remember what he said? What you sow, you'll reap. Because of sin, we have sickness and death. One of the most interesting examples in the Bible of a person that had bad things happening to her was Hannah, married to Elkanah. And of course, she makes this statement. It's an interesting statement because Elkanah had two wives. He broke a commandment of the Lord. He left the principles of God. There was a problem. And of course, there was a problem in this family. And Hannah had no children, but Peninnah had children. And Peninnah was Hannah's adversary. But the interesting thing is, Hannah believed God. The arm of the Lord was revealed in Hannah's life with Hannah's son that God gave her. And this is what took place. Now, Hannah made a vow to the Lord. She asked God to give her a child. She said, if you'll give me a child, I'll give back that child to God. And so Hannah's prophetic prayer, he raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and he lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set the world upon them. Now, she is mentioning some remarkable truths. Here's a woman that bad things were happening in her life. Yeah, she had a husband, but he had two wives. Things were not working out for Hannah. But Hannah said, you know what? I know the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. What is she talking about? He laid the foundation for marriage. The pillars are one man and one woman until death do you part. The foundation for the family. The pillars are mother and father. And they're training by example, teaching and disciplining and preparing their children for the next generation, that godly heritage. The church, he laid the foundation. It's the pillars and ground of all truth. But you see, Hannah understood this. And Hannah believed God, and God used Hannah. And the arm of the Lord was revealed in Hannah, in her life, and in her children, in spite of everything else in her life. And so this exhortation given by Isaiah to the Jews, who hath believed the report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Well, when Jesus came, King Herod said, where will this one be born? And what happened? Well, the Jewish leaders said, well, it's going to take place in Bethlehem. That's what the prophet said. But wait a second. Did they believe? Was the arm of the Lord revealed unto them? The power of salvation, could you see it in their life? No. They even recognized, yeah, he does great miracles, but they rejected him as their Messiah, Lord and Savior. And so a little bit later on, it was prophesied back in Isaiah's day. And John writes that the saying of Isaiah, the prophet, might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And so I close with this. understand this account. When Jesus came, he came to save sinners. What Isaiah was saying here, he's talking about the one that would come. And that arm of the Lord, the power of God revealed in his salvation. Well, you look at the woman of Samaria, had five husbands, was living with a man that was not her husband. And what do you find? The people of Samaria believed on Jesus because of her testimony. It changed so drastically. The arm of the Lord was revealed. Well, let me just say in closing, if you're saved today, he saved you to change you from the power of darkness to the power of light, from the power of Satan to the power of God. He saved you that you might be a witness, Acts 1:8. We're to be witnesses unto him. That's what Acts 1:8 says. And then we're to let our light shine that our Father in heaven might get glory. And so the second coming of Christ, we look at the first, he came, but he's coming again. And you look today at what's happening in our world, the book of Revelation, that New Testament, the prophets of the minor prophets of the Old Testament, read what it says is going to take place before the second coming. And it's some remarkable truths that are happening right now. Today, do you know him? Is the arm of the Lord revealed in your life, in your family, in your marriage? Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge.